Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Ireland has failed to achieve the targeted emission reductions during the first carbon budget period. That's according to a new report from the Climate Change Advisory Council, whose chair, Mary Donnelly, joins us now. How significantly have we fallen short of our targets, Mary?
Good morning. Well, our target was to reduce our emissions to 295 million tonnes of carbon dioxide equivalent. We're going to overshoot that by about 10 million tonnes. It's a significant overshoot. It does point to the fact that we've made some progress, but that 10 million tonnes now gets carried forward for the next carbon budget, which makes that period even more difficult to achieve.
You're starting from a more difficult position. Where have we fallen short? Are there particular areas?
Well, the biggest one is our continued use of fossil fuels, which are very expensive and very damaging for the climate. And one of the areas we've pointed out is the fact that we are subsidising fossil fuels to the tune of, in 2024, 4.7 billion euros. Now, what we're really saying is our tax system has to be changed so that we're not subsidizing fossil fuels and that we're actually supporting sustainable alternatives made from our own energy here in Ireland that allows us to have affordable costs for consumers, both at businesses and in homes.
How are we supporting, how are we subsidizing fossil fuels to the tune of 4.7 billion? In what way?
So when you look at it, for example, there's about 1 billion euros there for jet kerosene. There's about another billion for diesel and diesel rebates. There's about 20% of it, which is good, of course, is for fuel allowances. But the problem is that that's paying people to use fossil fuels. And our position is that you should take that money and you should allow people to retrofit their home, put in a heat pump, put solar panels on the roofs so they can have more affordable energy and more affordable way to heat their home.
You say in your statement, we need to redesign how we commute, heat homes and power the economy. In about half an hour or so, we're going to be talking to Sinn Féin. They want to reverse the latest carbon tax increases on petrol and diesel to decrease the cost of driving. What's your reaction when you hear that?
So I have two parts to the answer there. The first thing is, commuters know that it's cheaper to travel by public transport. The difficulty, and our research has shown this, is that when people have to get to school or to the office or to the shops or whatever, they tend to say, it'll take me 30 minutes or it'll take me 45 minutes or whatever the time is. And what they want is reliability of the time. So our public transport system needs to be accessible, reliable, and predictable.
Yeah.
And if, when we can do that, then the cheaper option for consumers will be to take public transport.
Part two of the answer?
But the second answer is put people in an EV. It's saving about 600 euros a year for the average commuter. And that's what we recommended earlier.
Okay. Well, I have to put it to you, and I know you probably don't want to get into the political arena. What Pat Daly and Sinn Féin are saying runs directly contrary to what you're saying.
Well, we've done the research on this. We've had a look at the figures. We've been announcing this over the last year. If you want to save people money for people, for transport, that is, the first one is public transport. It's much cheaper, and we've reduced the cost. Secondly, we've done the analysis. You can save money for the average computer, about 600 euros a year if you're in an EV. And that's why we want the grants for EVs, small EVs, to be increased.
Okay. Mary Donnelly, Chair of the Climate Change Advisory Council, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances. Plus, up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.